Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God. Forb. ID. How can we who are dead to sin live a me longer in it? Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Thereof, or we are buried with him by baptism into death, that just as Christ W as raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Because if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin me at be dester oyed, that from now on we should not serve sin, because he who is dead is freed from sin. Now if we are dead wit H Christ, we believe that we will also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death, H, as no more are, eule, over him. In that he died to sin once, but in that he lives, he lives to God. Likewise, also consider yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God through Jesus C. Christ, our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts, neither yield your bodies as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourselves to God as those who are alive from the dead, and you are bodies as instruments of righteousness to God, because sin cannot rule over you, because you are not under the law, but under grace. What, then? Shall we sin, because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Do you not know that to whom I yield yourselves as servants to obey his servants? Yo, you are to whom you obey, whether for sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness, but be thankful L to God that, though you were the servants of sin, you have obeyed fro M the here T that form of teaching which was delivered to you, be ing then set free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the weakness of your flesh. You have in the past yielded your bodies as servants to uncleanness and to sin on top of sin even. So now, yield your bodies as servants to righteousness for holiness, because when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit did you have then in those things of what ish you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and being servants to God, you have your fruit for holiness, and the end is everlasting G life, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.